Finally, this hour, here's the sound of 1.3 million people joyously exhaling for the first time in 52 years. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of happy Clevelanders came out to see the newly minted NBA champion Cavaliers on parade.
It's the city's first pro sports title since the Browns won the NFL championship game back in 1964. And yes, that's the NFL championship game. The Super Bowl didn't even exist at the time.
1964 is also when Francine Goldberg was born. The Cleveland native was among the throng today, and she was ecstatic.
You know, we're a city full of grit and determination. And to see all of these people from all of these diverse backgrounds from really all over the city, all over Northeast Ohio, and maybe all over the country, and to see this coming together in celebration of the Cavs and of this championship, you gotta love it. And the return of LeBron James, there's nothing better.
Marilyn Anderson of Chagrin Falls is a Cavs season ticket holder, and she says she has never seen anything like it.
On the way here, I felt like we were going to, you know, like the Lady of Fatima in Portugal, or, you know, it was just a pilgrimage. It was crazy.
That craziness dragged out the festivities an extra couple of hours. The players on their floats made slow progress because fans kept clogging the route. Eventually, the procession, complete with the Ohio State Marching Band, made its way to the Cleveland Convention Center for a rally.
Sure, the fans were happy to see Game 7 hero, point guard Kyrie Irving.
So, from the bottom of my heart, man, this was a very, very special year. I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. I love all y'all, man. Real talk.
But really, we all know they were there for Finals MVP and unofficial High Ruler of Ohio, LeBron James, who spread the love to his coaches, his teammates, and everyone.
I'm nothing without this group behind me, man. I'm nothing without the coaching staff. I'm nothing without the city. You guys are unbelievable. And these guys told me I got to turn around. So I'm nothing without y'all. I love all of y'all. I love all of y'all. And we'll get ready for next year.
So the city that could never win has finally won. Now Mike Peters, who drove 2 days from North Carolina, wants even more.
I'll be back for the Indians World Series.
Okay, an NBA title for the Cavaliers is one thing, but a World Series victory for the Indians? That's crazy talk.